We're now here on the phone with Rebel Yell, otherwise known as Grace Stevenson. She's a Sydney-based techno-slash-electronic artist. Her music has been described as demonic, industrial, and hypnotic. Grace, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you've recently released a new single called Night Drive, which you've said is about feeling safe. Are you able to tell us a bit more about what you're trying to say with this track?
Yeah, basically, like, lyrically, it's about being able to just simply, like, for women especially, get home safe at night. It's something, like, I don't feel very safe walking by myself or anything like that, and it's sort of meant to be more of, like, an empowering anthem to sort of, like, take charge of your body and, I guess, like, it's sort of saying it's, like, because the lyrics are saying, like, taking you home and you're not alone, things like that. They're talking about just how it is, like, a really big topic at the moment, especially for women, and just sort of trying to, like, talk about that and how we can sort of take control of our bodies and feel safe and, yeah, do something simple like getting home at night, really.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you can really kind of feel that in the music video, which you also released with the track, which for audiences, that's it's a group of people doing a workout in a quite kind of empowering way. Is filmmaking another passion of yours? You co-directed the music video, I believe.
Yeah, I do really put a lot of value on the visual with music, and I love making film clips. And that one was working with Retro Sweat, which is like a 80s aerobics company in Sydney that I really like to go to. And, yeah, like the whole idea of, you know, keeping fit and being strong and that sort of thing was like a big part of it.
Mm. And, look, what was your journey towards becoming a musician? Did you always want to be a musician? What kind of, I guess, shaped your musical direction?
Yeah, I didn't really have that idea, and my brother, he's like about 5 years older than me, he's always been in music, and I guess I was influenced a lot by him growing up and into my 20s, and I think in about 2013 he sent me a synthesizer of his that I could finally use, and I started jamming with a friend, and we formed a band called 100%. And then I sort of just started using the same drum machine I did from that, but went down a different direction for Rebel Yell. So it's like very self-taught and do-it-yourself sort of attitude that I've had towards music, which sometimes I get a bit shy about, I guess, like that I haven't learnt properly and that I don't use a lot of gear. But apparently the effects are still okay and the music is well enough like to be able to keep going.
No, of course. And look, given how, I guess, sometimes unconventional your music and your music journey is, the name Rebel Yell, I guess, fits quite well. Why did you pick it as your name?
At first, to be honest, I was doing, like, a whole bunch of name generators on the internet because I didn't know what to do. And somehow that one, I don't think it was from a name generator, it was just in my list, and I was asking a few people and they're like, yeah, that one, that's a Billy Idol song, and it just like sounded quite strong, and I guess it was because I knew the music was going to be like tough and that sort of thing. It fit quite well in a few different ways with that, and because I guess I'm yelling.
Yeah, I think I used to use a name generator to name my, like, computer horses in whatever games I was playing.
So your computer horse?
I can't remember what it was, but, you know, like, when you've, like, got, you know, animals or something and you have to name them, obviously. Or, like, this Zoo Empire game I used to play as well. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah. You recently got a grant from Music New South Wales. What does this mean for you?
Well, that's like, it sort of goes a lot with the whole idea of me making unconventional sort of music. I was very surprised and just like so, so happy to get it. It's a grant, just a small grant to be able to write an album. So last week I went to the Blue Mountains for a week and I spent the week writing, and then it allows me to pay for like studio time to record it and get it mixed and mastered, and just the few little, like all of the little things that you just have to put in so much money for yourself, which like obviously then you have to work a lot more and then you don't have time to do the writing. So this just allows me to do it all into like a proper standard rather than just sort of like doing it as cheaply and efficiently as I can. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you think there's enough support for musicians out there who, yeah, like don't have a lot of money, do need to work on the side, especially because musicians in Australia don't actually make a lot of money. Is there enough opportunities like this grant that you got out there for musicians in Australia?
I think it varies state to state a lot. Like because I'm from Brisbane originally, and I feel like I've been very well accepted into the Sydney music industry and community. And I know I'm pretty sure Melbourne, like or Victoria, has a few good funding things. I think there could definitely be more. I mean, there's so many people that are doing creative things, and it is really hard. Like, all I've ever done is just work and put my own money and own time into it, because it is a hobby. For me, it's not like a career, but you know, if someone's going to pay me to play a show or something, I'm going to do it properly. So it's like a big balancing act of doing it yourself and still being able to like afford the things you need in daily life. So for me, like getting this grant sort of allowed me to be like, okay, I can do this for like another year at least, and then we'll see sort of where my life is.
Yeah, no, of course. And look, you've had quite a diverse, I guess, musical experience too. You've played overseas as well, right?
Yeah,
so in Iceland, was it?
Yeah, that was one of the places. I have, like, a very strong connection with Iceland from when I was younger. I travelled there and met a few people, and I tend to go there every 2 or 3 years for a holiday. And the last time I went, I met some people who run the cool label there, and just emailed them and was like, can you help me with the show? And this show came up, and then my brother lives in London, so I got him to help me with one, and just sort of like reaching out to anyone that I knew in different areas or friends of friends, and sort of organised a little mini tour for myself in Europe.
That's cool. Was it different from playing in Australia? Or was it really kind of the same?
There was, the first show in Vienna was very similar, just venue-wise and crowd-wise. But I guess my music is suited more, I think, to the European taste, with dance music and this sort of music in particular. So it felt like quite welcoming, but I mean, when I got back, I did play some shows in Sydney and Melbourne that were like well received and made me feel really positive about playing in Australia again. So it's a bit of a mix, but it definitely does make sense with my sort of music over there.
And of course, we can actually hear you very soon here in Melbourne. Is that right?
Yeah, on Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Can you tell us a bit about your gig on Sunday?
Yeah, so it's part of the Darabin Music Feast. It's the opening night, I'm pretty sure, and it's goes from the afternoon into the evening, and there's like the Goonsax and Cool Sounds and a whole bunch of people that are playing. I think I'm playing more in the evening side of it, but it's at Northcote Social Club.
Yeah, that's I guess venue familiar, at least to me. I went to school right near there. It was down the road literally.
All right, nice.
Awesome, Grace, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure to have you on The Hoist.
Thank you so much.
And now we'll have Night Drive by Rebel Yell. You're on The Hoist on Synth.